This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. It's a beautiful day and a beautiful person just walked into the studio. One of my favorites, Christina Leavenworth, is here with Christina Leavenworth's team at Levin Rinke Realty.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm kind of glad to see the sun making an effort this morning,
it's
right?
It's so humid out.
Welcome to Florida.
I know.
You should know this, Ms. Real Estate
Lady. I'm well used to that.
You should know this. When you're talking to, that makes me think, when you're talking to potential people who think about moving to Florida, what do you say when they ask you about the weather?
Well, I'm very honest, but I do love talking about how we have a change in seasons.
That's true.
So I'm like, hey, if you're looking at South Florida, you don't get that as much. They get a lot of the summer, the winter birds coming down. Mm-hmm. We don't really have that in Pensacola. I talk about how sometimes it gets to be 30 degrees.
You actually can wear sweaters.
Yeah, and then they giggle, and I tell them, you'll live here for a little bit, and when it's 60, you're going to put on the fireplace. You're going to have on your winter jacket.
Right.
And they don't believe me all. And then a year later, they're like, you were right.
Yeah, because I see a fireplace in a house, a fireplace. Really? In Florida?
Yes. People love their fireplaces.
Yep.
But yeah, when it's, I'm like, it gets hot. I'm like, just like how it is wherever you're moving from, when it's super cold, you probably stay inside more. When it's super hot, we're looking for a pool. We're looking for a way to cool off. That's just what we do.
Yeah. Well, we're talking with Christina Leavenworth. She's a realtor here, the best realtor in Pensacola. And she has been, I guess, how long have you been doing this now?
I've been doing it since 2016, so 10 years.
Wow. So tell for folks that may not know you, what makes you different and special to stand out from everybody else?
Oh, it's always hard answering this because it's kind of weird talking about yourself.
That's okay, but this is what this is about, so that people get to know you.
Yeah, I know.
So it's not egotistical.
Yes.
It's more about your record.
Well, when we sit in like listing appointments, I'll tell them, you know, we are the number one team in Pensacola by volume and units sold. So that means we've sold more houses and a higher dollar amount than any other team in the Pensacola, like MLS. That is our Association of Realtors type
of
thing.
Right.
And so we work really, really hard. And when I'm talking to these people, I tell them, I'm like, I only tell you that to show you that this is what we do all day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I often say, if you're going to go get foot surgery or something, would you want to go to a surgeon who's only does it once or twice a year? Or do you want someone who's doing it every day and has the best technology, the best techniques, and everything?
And up to
and,
date.
And that's us.
And,
we're obsessed with real estate. We're constantly challenging, you know, the status quo, going, okay, that doesn't make sense. Let's change it. If it's within our power to do that, going, okay, how can we create a better system to make it less stressful? Let's make sure that closings are scheduled way in advance. A lot of the times they try to like schedule them a day or two before closing. That doesn't work for me.
Right.
I am a planner. I am type A. I like to have it on my calendar. If you're not getting it done, the closing may not happen. So we have so many systems. We have so many checklists. And we're just really creative in marketing our homes. And since we do it all day, every day, it's just second nature to us. We can walk in and go, okay, you got bada bing, bada boom. You have to do these things.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that's interesting in real estate is you get differing opinions from realtors. Some that may not be as experienced may tell you a higher price. And they may truly believe that that is what you're going to get. We don't do that. We don't, because it's not fair to anybody. It's not fair to us, not to them. They're making life plans, and if they're counting on that money, so we say, this is really where I think the market is, and here's why. And we're going to show you, we're going to explain it, and we do that. And we will say, hey, if you want to try higher, we will. We don't suggest for that. We don't think that's a good idea, because that's how you get lowball offers. But I do think, you know, we will try it as long as you're willing to come down if we get consistent feedback that it's overpriced. And most of the time people go, yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Well, that's the thing that makes the difference, is because you have so much experience in this market. And you know, and all that. It's a unique market, too, isn't it? Because we have so much diversity in it in terms of the North Hill homes versus Pensacola Beach. Then you have the rural out in the county.
I mean, yeah.
There's a lot. You have to know a lot about a lot of different types. It's not like one type of neighborhood or one town, correct?
Yeah. I'm creating this like AI app for my team called Ask Christina.
Oh, I love that.
Because there are so many things things that come up out of the blue, like, hey, we have an unpermitted septic tank. What do I do?
Right.
All this stuff that lives in my head, trying to get it somewhere and, you know, say, okay, let's call the county. Let's see if we can go ahead and pull a permit, get everything up to code and do things like that. So just really, because you do need to know a lot. And there's so many, like, things that come out of left field in real estate.
Oh, no doubt.
And you go, okay, that's a new one. And so now every time I go, okay, that's a new one, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to put this in this database for my team. Because we talk all the time together, but if somebody was out showing homes when that conversation happened, maybe they didn't get it. So it's really important to me to have consistency across the board. That's super important. So we have a way of doing everything.
That's great.
And it's with excellence. Even the order of your photos are very, very important. And I have it where it's like the prettiest photo of the home. It may not be the outside. It might be the kitchen. It might be the pool. And we tell a story through the order of the photos. So I have that written down because, again, living in my head doesn't do very much. And that sort of thing. Hey, here's when you virtually stage. Here's when you don't. Here's the expected communication with our clients. That sort of thing. So I think that a lot of realtors, at least when I got into it, I had a negative connotation. I came from a news background, and I was a really, really hard worker. And, you know, all my friends were making really good money, and I loved real estate. I was like, maybe I should try something different. And I just thought that they were part-time, you know, workers, and they had five other jobs.
That's kind of the impression you get sometimes.
That's the impression you get sometimes. And then I realized, oh, my gosh, this can be a business where you, again, you add systems, you add processes, and you have amazing customer service, and people respond. So that's been the cool thing. And honestly, a lot of times people go, oh, my gosh, you picked up the phone. No wonder you're good. And I'm like, you haven't seen anything yet, but we pick up our phones.
That's amazing.
We pick up our phones and we talk. But a lot of times, you know, we'll be calling to show a home and that agent never picks up the phone. Or they give us, like, the wrong code to the lockbox. There's just so much unorganization. So, we've just added all that, and we love real estate. And my team is phenomenal. They're amazing. And running as a team is great. Because if you were to work just solely with me, I am in too many directions. And I tell them that. I wouldn't want to work with me. But my team agents, they are me, like, because they've been fully trained by me, and all they do is help people buy and sell homes. They're not having to come on the radio and do other things.
Other things, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Talking with Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. If you've got a question for Christina here on Pep Talk, she's the expert on real estate, and this is the expert panel, 850-437-1620. So if I wanted to learn more about you, where can I go? Do you have a website? How do I get in touch with you? Because you've sold me now. I want to go.
It's so easy. Just Google Christina Leavenworth, and I come up all over the place. There's a Google line.
Christina with a C.
C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A and Leavenworth, like the prison in Kansas. People are always like,
I wasn't going to go there.
Like the prison. So, it's very easy to get in touch with us. On our listings, we also utilize something called Zillow Listing Showcase, and these look much different than other ones that don't have it. It costs us a pretty penny. I'm the one paying for it, but it bumps it to the top of the algorithm. And originally, they told us, if you do this, you're going to get 80% more shares, views, and saves. We actually have evidence because now we have data, 1,200%
more
views, shares, and saves. So we use that on all of our listings.
Wow.
It has a 3D walkthrough tour. It allows you to virtually stage it so you can see what it looks like. But for me, it's just the fact that people are going to Zillow to look for homes, so I want to play their game and bump myself up to the top of the algorithm.
Okay, this is pretty cute. This comes from Bruce, one of our listeners. He says, so your team has there been Christina-ized.
They have.
Christina-ized.
They have. It's so funny because, like, you know, after doing, we're a family. Mm-hmm. And they hear me say the same thing. And so I always say, it's not fun to not sell houses. It's not fun for you, and it's not fun for me. And I promise it's not even cheesy or catchy. It's just the truth. It's not fun. And so now I hear them saying that.
That's so cute. I love it.
And, you know, we talk about the power of a team, the fact that the phone is going to be answered. If somebody is calling for your home for sale, as I'm on the radio right now, I would not answer a phone call. That'd be incredibly just unprofessional. However, our numbers ring to team numbers. So it's a shared inbox, and they are literally fighting to pick up that phone. And then, you know, somebody's interested. Yes, let me tell you about that home. When can you see it? I'll meet you there in 2 hours. So,
terrific.
And again, my dad was actually, years ago during COVID, got really sick and was in the hospital, and I was just dealing with that. And I had a listing, and I told the lady this, and she's like, you know, I'm sorry about what happened to your dad, but my home is really important, and I can't have you be at a hospital for a day.
Oh, gosh.
A little strong there,
Okay, then.
But it was the best thing because I go, she's kind of right. She is kind of right. Like, I need to take a little bit of the human element out where the show still goes on.
Mm.
If, you know, somebody's child has food poisoning, your open house is still going to happen because we have the depth to make it happen. Again, it's your most valuable, you know, asset. So you want to make sure that you have a team that's able to do it.
Okay, I'm looking at one of the questions that just came in.
Is it an interesting one?
Well, I'm trying to see what the question is. I recently inherited a trailer park.
Oh, cool.
And I don't really want to be a landlord, and I know the property is valuable with the location it's in.
Ooh, I might want to buy it from you.
Reach out to me. What's your phone number?
850-378-1260. That will get you to our team. Or you can just text in and say, hey, Chris, I heard Christina on the radio. She wants to talk to me about my trailer park.
Okay.
I'm curious about where it is. And with that, you really have to look at what the rent rolls are and you figure it out. But that's definitely a valuable asset to sell.
And then the next question that just came in, how do I go about finding the value of it?
You talk to somebody like me. So you can go online. You can do ChatGPT all day long. You can do Zillow. You're not going to get accurate information. And I'll be the first to say sometimes Zillow is pretty accurate. If you have a cookie cutter home and a cookie cutter neighborhood, it might be pretty good.
Right.
But like East Hill, so different. They pretty much just take a circle and put a pin in it, and that's how they figure it out.
Mm.
So like waterfront, they're not even calculating for that.
Really?
So that's where we go in and we really figure out what it will be. So if they reach out to me, 850-378-1260, and we can set up a time to go check it out and get you guys a value.
Okay, here's another good question that just came in. I was looking online and I'm confused. There's 3D photos and other things. What do you think is best?
So we do all of it.
Oh,
so when we
okay.
have Zillow listing showcase, so we do the photos, and then with it, we get the 3D walkthrough.
Mm-hmm.
And that Zillow listing showcase is a special thing. Just having the 3D walkthrough isn't enough.
Describe what that is in case someone's not really
understood.
Yeah, so it's like a camera,
isn't it? You can walk through the home. And I love that, especially for occupied homes.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody does, like, people have more buy-in before they're walking through the door. They've already memorized the floor plan. They know whether it's going to work for them or not, most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they don't look at it. But hopefully it keeps looky-loos out of your house
where
someone is like, oh, yeah, no, that doesn't work. Hopefully you get higher intent buyers coming in. So we do all of that. And we also will do like twilight photos just to make it look a little fun, virtually stage it. We can virtually renovate it.
Now, talk about that. Virtually stage it. What do you mean?
So a lot of times people, maybe their furniture is a little dated or there is no furniture in there. We have the tools to be able to make it look stunning. Like designer has made it look gorgeous.
That's so cool.
So we do that all the time. We can also, again, like make a twilight where we have a gorgeous sunset behind you. We're just constantly trying different things to make your home stand out.
I want to have you come virtually stage my place.
That'd be fun. That'd be fun.
Just to give me some ideas. I'm ready to do a makeover.
Yes.
That's amazing.
But yeah, we do all of that. So I think it's really important. Professional photography is 100%. Anybody that's trying to take them with their phone or even if they have their own camera, let the pros do their job. And we pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we pay for that. The client doesn't. So that is our, and we don't get paid unless we sell your home. It's the cost of business.
Right.
So if your home doesn't sell, we bought you nice photos of your home.
There you go.
But normally the homes sell.
Okay.
And we know, like, if a home isn't moving, we know it's not the marketing because we see it work all the time.
Right.
And if it works on other homes, why isn't it working on yours? So it usually is price.
Gotcha.
And maybe the price needs to be adjusted because location may not be as great.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe the condition of the home is not as great as it could be. So it has to be adjusted there, and we work through that with you guys.
Okay. So tell me a little bit, Christina, about the market now. It's June. We're in summer. 4th of July is around the corner. Well, is this buyer seller market? What is the summer like for you?
So we have two really slow times of the year. So typically Thanksgiving to like after New Year's is a very slow time. It wasn't this year though, which was weird. And then typically around 4th of July. So pretty much from now until after Blue Angels.
Mm-hmm.
That really slows down kind of until kids go back to school. So we see that a lot. We've always been surprised. And good homes will still move, but it's so hot outside. Lots of people are doing their family vacations right now. They're going out of town. Their mind is just on, it's summer.
Right.
I don't really want to add something more to my plate. The kids are home. I have a lot to deal with. I don't want to now go through the process of buying and selling a home. So that's what we see. So typically it's pretty slow, but hopefully by me saying that, it jinxes it, and now it's super busy. I mean, last December, it was our busiest, I think, busiest month of the year.
Isn't that something?
I was shocked. We were all like, okay, this will be a great time to like regroup and
get ready for the new year.
And then everyone was like, okay, yeah, that didn't happen. It was a good problem to have.
That is a good problem.
But we're still seeing homes move constantly. I was reading something that some key Fed members think that interest rates are going to go up. Who knows? I went to a Zillow conference. They said interest rates are going to go down. So I think either way, we're not going to see a ton of movement. If it goes down, just by a hair. Mm-hmm. If it goes up, just by a hair. But the whole Triumph Port of Pensacola thing, I'm really excited about. So they're talking about 2,000 jobs, and a lot of them paying like six figures.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is going to be amazing for our real estate landscape. I think it's like people that can afford homes are coming in.
Right.
So I hope that maybe no matter what happens with interest rates, we're buffered on that.
Well, I'm definitely seeing a lot of construction of new homes.
Yeah, always. I've always popping
that.
Up. And we work with developers. We work with a builder, FD Builds. They're awesome. They actually make a beautiful product if you're interested. And they're stunning. Their homes just stand out compared to all the rest of the new home builders with like exposed beams, quartz countertops, super like vaulted ceilings. So it's a really pretty product. So it's super easy to sell and get people to fall in love with.
Okay.
But they're still looking. They're still building. It makes sense for them. So, I mean, builders typically won't do that if they don't believe in the market.
Right, right. And this is a great market and a great place to live.
Yeah.
So we're talking with Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenworth Realty, 850-437-1620. If you've got a question for her, now's the time. She is the expert on real estate and the best realtor in Pensacola, from what I understand. Right?
I love the questions. Like, I love them coming in because a lot of times we talk feeling like everyone knows what a 3D walkthrough is and that sort of thing. And again, about how do you value something? Yes, you call somebody like us, or you can always hire an appraiser and pay somewhere between $500 to $1,000. When we come out, it's free. It's 100% free just to tell you what it's worth, get to know you. Maybe it makes sense. Maybe it doesn't. No pressure. You don't have to sign anything. The way I look at it, it's an opportunity to make a friend.
So now would be a good time to do that.
It'd be a great time.
Because if you're not sure, because you're thinking about selling or buying in the fall, especially selling, you could have a conversation. You'd come out. And I know from what Christina's told me in the past, we'll come in and say, you really need to spruce up that garden a little bit up front. You need to do, and you can get the home ready for sale. And meantime, get your finances ready as well and get pre-qualified.
Yeah, 100%. So giving us time is always a gift, so we can like help your home look as good as possible. So I definitely recommend talking to us. And it's absolutely free for us to let you know. And we're going to show you how we came to that number. We don't just say, hey, here's the number. Every now and again, if it is one that has no other homes like it ever, we're going to say, we're going to go with our gut, which is based off of experience. This is what we think it might be. But almost the rest of the time is like, here's this sold down the street for X, and it was this much bigger than your home. This sold. This is how we got to this number.
And there's a methodology behind it.
Yeah, we show them that, and we talk it through, and we're here to like answer any questions. There's no such thing as a dumb question ever, and we love questions, because the more questions they ask, I think the better the relationship.
Well, that's a great thing to know, that you have that experience and you're a resource, because it is intimidating, and most of us don't move that often.
Yeah.
So it could be every 10 years, every 20. Some people have lived in a home for a lifetime, and they're retiring and they're downsizing, and so they don't know what the market is like. All these new technologies
now.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, just in the last couple of years, it's completely changed how we sell homes.
Absolutely. And so we talk through all of that, saying, okay, yeah, people aren't just going to come into your house at any time. They have to schedule a showing, and you're in control. You're the one saying yes or no to the showing. And because we use a service that does that, and they have a track record of who's coming and when. We utilize electronic lock boxes. We talk through all this stuff with them so they can understand the process, and hopefully hopefully not be stressed out.
Okay, got another question from a listener at 850-437-1620. I was thinking about attending some open houses, and because we're starting to look, what questions should I ask when I walk through?
Well,
ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, so when you go to the open house, just tell that sweet agent that you already have a realtor named Christina Leavenworth. You can go ahead and tell them that. I think when you're there, so
do you need to have an agent to attend an open house?
You do not.
Oh,
you do
okay.
not. So you can anybody can go to an open house. It's a great idea to see what neighborhoods you like, what features of homes you like. Mm-hmm. I think it's just fun. Mm-hmm. I think it's fun, like on your weekends going to look at houses. So they may have something called a seller's disclosure out there where you can see anything that's disclosed about the home. When you're working with an agent, like we're going to make sure you see this. But I'd ask the ages of like, hey, what's the age of the HVAC unit? Mm-hmm. What's the age of the water heater? What's the age of the roof?
Mm-hmm.
I'd ask those three things. Has it ever flooded? I'd ask a few things like that. A big one, how much is insurance?
Oh, that'll tell you a lot.
Yeah, but again, you want to work with someone like me because the person might be overpaying a ton.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times we'll get people that are saying, we ask in the listing appointment, how much is your insurance? And again, based on experience, I go, ooh, that sounds high. Let me get you another quote. And I'm able to like slash it in half. So I'd hate for you to not move forward with a home because of what somebody says. Is the insurance? Let us like call our guy and see if he can get it cheaper or anything. But those are some questions I would ask just so you can learn and get a good idea.
When you're walking through, what should you look for?
Oh, man.
I know you go through.
The ceiling to see if there's any leaks. If there's any discoloration there, I think that's something to definitely keep your eyes open for. But again, like hopefully you're going to the open house, but then you're going back with your realtor at another time.
Right.
And you go, I really liked it. But I really think, how will your family live there? Where do you hang out?
Mm-hmm.
Do you hang out a lot in the bedrooms and you need a bigger bedroom? Or are you mostly in the kitchen and living room?
Yeah.
And you don't really need a big bedroom. It can be smaller because it's just literally just a place to sleep. Do you spend a lot of time outside?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have like an outdoor living room? And we ask them those questions.
Do you need a fence for your dog?
Yes, that sort of thing where we just really walk them through that going, can you see yourself living here?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a place that you would want to be and drive around at all times, you know, and see how it is in the morning with maybe, not that we have much rush hour, but any
We do a little bit
some
now.
Some morning traffic.
More than we used to.
Drive in the evenings.
Mm-hmm.
And just make sure you have a good feel for it. But we get inspections. And so the inspectors are going through each and everything. And you're protected in the contract as you go through these inspections. So, again, working with a great realtor, it's not as scary because we have you so protected on every level.
This is Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Just a few minutes left. Christina, anything you want to mention before you go? I know you're getting ready to go on a little vacation, maybe.
Yeah, well, go ahead and not really, because I have a team. And that's the beauty of it. The show doesn't stop.
Right.
We're able to help you at the best level possible. But put this in your phone, 850-378-1260 as Christina, realtor, I don't care, as long as you call us. And let us know and ask us these questions all the time. But we'd love to help you. We consider it a huge honor to be a part of such a special journey for people. And we take it super seriously.
Well, you can have the best when you're working with Christina. I've known her a long time. And no matter what she does, she always does it well. That's for sure.
Thank you. That's super sweet.
Well, I'm sitting here thinking about what do I want to do this summer? Well, maybe I'll redo my home. Maybe I'll sell it.
Where are you going to go?
I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
So I could call you and just kind of get a free estimate, just a consultation.
Yes, your home does not need to be perfect. We can see beyond all of that. So again, it's no pressure. We're not making you sign anything. It's an opportunity to make a friend. So when you are ready, you can have us on speed dial. We already have that relationship. And then we'll give you some action items based off of your goals. If you want to make top dollar, maybe we are telling you to spruce up the yard or change the paint color. If you're like, I really don't want that. I want it more as is. Okay, then don't do anything, but let's look at pricing. Let's at least get it empty and clean.
Right.
Different things like that.
I was amazed. I was looking online and I saw some photos and I thought of you because your photos are beautiful always. They do such a great job. And I had to laugh because I thought I wouldn't buy that home if you gave it to me because these pictures were so bad. And I thought, they were awful. They made the home look awful.
Well, just
I don't understand that.
Yeah, just the other day I walked up to a home someone who wants to sell their home. They tried another realtor. Mm-hmm. They got zero showings, which is a problem. And there's a big no solicitation sign on the front door. And I told them, and no one said anything to them. I go, I think we should remove that.
Yeah.
Because as a buyer walks in, their first thing is
big sign.
And they're like, man, we never thought of that. And honestly, that is what you're paying for, is this mm-hmm. experience. For yeah. us to see things that you don't see.
Or they're just so obvious, you don't see it anymore.
Yeah. And us going, okay, what's going on here? But yeah, this was fun. Call me anytime.
Okay, what is the contact information again?
Yeah, just Google Christina Leavenworth. It all comes up. And the phone number, 850-378-1260.
Okay, Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth Realty. All right, this has been Pep Talk. We are going to be back right after the news on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.